Syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Friday. By the way, there's this like, I want to just watch it on loop over and over again, video up on social media right now that I retweeted on my own of these kids on a college campus. I think this one was at UCLA or I don't know where it was. But anyway, they're running with their trash can shields trying to get away from the police. One of them tries to run directly at a police officer who literally just decks him to the ground. It just does my soul good. I'm sorry. I take delight in this. But the one that I tweeted, by the way, has this great over audio of it sounds a lot like the old pro football highlight reels, you know, taking the field as modern day warriors. You know, just it's great. Let me stop opining there and just go to the phones and do what we really came here for. The phones were down. We just got her on the line, though, from the Alabama Policy Institute, a conservative think tank and advocacy organization that I'm proud to have said that I've been affiliated with. Stephanie Smith, the president of API, is on the line right now. Hey, Stephanie Smith, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? I have watched that and laughed over and over. I don't know what... I don't know what that does about either one of us, but yeah, I've seen that one, and it just made me laugh. It almost looked like a video, like I don't know, like a video game or something. I mean, the guy was just like, "And no, sir."
I know.
I love it.
I felt like it was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Run away! Run away! It's the holy hand grenade. But I don't know. It's just hilarious. Well, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. The the waning days of the session always are frenzied, but yeah. You can see the light at the end of that tunnel, and that usually puts me in a better mood.
The state is about to be safer because the legislative session will be over.
That is always correct. So as much as I love some of those guys, and ladies. You just are always on the defensive when they're in town. And although I will give them some credit before I give them grief, they have passed now 9 of our blueprint bills.
Oh, no kidding.
So 9 of the 30, and we knew we were being overly ambitious with 30, but they have passed 9 bills that we handed them, to pass.
See, if you just set it at 10, you'd be looking at a 90% return on your investment at that point.
Well, we're not finished.
Okay. All right. That's true. There are 2 more legislative days left. Heck.
We're not finished. I mean, I think that we're going to hit. We'll see. And there are a few of those that we didn't want passed, right? So yeah, Medicaid expansion, gambling. There are a few of our items that we were not pushing for, we were pushing against.
Yeah, and truthfully, a lot of folks, I didn't even talk about this. I did some pretty serious opining on the issue of the gambling bill earlier in the same segment. I don't know if you heard it or not, but the fact is Medicaid expansion was actually built into the gambling bill, too. I didn't even get to that part. Well, let me ask you about this, and I don't want to spend all our time talking about the gambling bill, but where do you think it is right now? Because I'm hearing mixed signals. I'm hearing that it could come back up for another vote because some are saying that was just procedural. I'm also hearing that the Senate has done, and they don't want to play with this anymore, and they're not going to waste their last 2 days and all the oxygen that it consumes on gambling. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, I've heard both of those things, too. And so the procedural question, I think, got really squirrely that night. I think they were surprised.
Yeah.
I think that they thought they had 21, but it was by the skin of their teeth. And then there was one vote that surprised them. And there was a lot of, quick wrangling to get that off the floor before it died. I think it matters, that all three of those individuals that switched their votes from yes to no had very specific reasons why they did so, and they've made public statements to that effect. I think it's pretty difficult for a Chris Elliott, Lance Bell, or Greg Allbritton to all of a sudden decide something completely different than what they had previously decided, which creates a situation to where they have to move a traditional no. meaning they have to move someone who has voted against this for years or has publicly come out against this or even run against it, to switch from a no to a yes. And there's some serious arm twisting going on and threats, frankly, that I've heard about.
Oh, I have,
pretty
too.
Distasteful.
I heard that a soy boy from the governor's office came over with a little notebook writing people's names, and I don't think it went over too well.
Yes, I have heard that as well. And sometimes you overplay your hand, and you think you're special and you're not. but it's one of those situations you have to live through, which we probably both lived through that situation on a personal level. So we'll see what happens. It will come down to the wire, and frankly, I will not believe that it is over or quit fighting against gambling until Signe Dye. And then, as soon as Signe Dye happens, I will start working it against it again.
That's exactly right, because you never know. They might wind up having an off-season agreement and call into special session try to get it done.
Absolutely.
So, let me ask you this. What other of your favored bills are you most excited about that have passed? I know school choice was one of them. What else did y'all see happen this session that you're like exulting over?
Yeah, and the education transparency passing with school choice is pretty big to me because, school choice is a huge, huge win, but it's not a panacea. There are still going to be, mostly kids in public schools. So protection of kids in public schools is important to us on several different levels. So there are a couple of bills that do that, transparency type bills. The state health officer reform that passed is huge, something that, I've personally been after during COVID probably.
Yep.
Open records reform is one of our issues. So lots of transparency kinds of things, the election integrity and ranked choice ballot bills, we supported both of those. The DEI in public higher ed, that is another one that we've been working on for several years. And so those are the ones that have passed. The ones that we're still working on, I would really like to see that minor work authorization bill pass. Is that one? It's a bill that eliminates the ability for public schools to tell kids they're not allowed to have a job after school. I know that sounds insane, but there's actually a law on the books that says if your 14 or 15-year-old son or daughter wants to go bag groceries at Publix, you have to ask the principal's permission to sign a slip for them to apply for a job.
That.
It's insanity.
Apparently, I broke the law quite often when I was in high school and didn't even know it.
Well, apparently, high school principals are now actually in charge of all of our children, not parents. Yeah. So that's one of them that I'd like to see. We did have some internet protection of minors pass, but I'd like to see the bill that is an automatic filter pass. That's an important bill. I think we have some mutual friends working on that bill very hard. And frankly, the arguments against that bill are pretty distasteful. I mean, they basically come down to, hey, we just really don't want to do that. we don't really care.
We just don't like
children.
It.
No, I mean, literally, I mean, during the testimony, a couple of business groups literally stood up and said, we want to protect children, but not if it affects commerce. And it left me a little speechless that they were that brazenly honest. Because to me, I feel the complete opposite, which is, we don't want to unduly burden business, but there are certain things, and hardcore porn is one of them.
Yeah.
We really don't want to give just full-fettered access to things like that to young children. And if it disrupts commerce, good. Fine.
Especially
if the commerce is the porn industry.
That bill doesn't disrupt commerce if you get down to it at all anyway. If you really want your kids to have porn, parents are still going to be able to turn the filter, off if they want to. But I look at it and think, this is the most low-hanging fruit, no-brainer bill that protects kids from something that we all agree kids shouldn't be. Even the people who want to do it in the background don't want people to know they're doing it in the background so they would agree in public. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
absolutely.
I don't get it. Now, I'll be honest. If they stop today, if they went in, like I know the budgets are being passed and we're having record budgets like record. Yes. Like wow. Like you guys need to find some more tax reform because apparently you got way too much of our money right now.
100%.
But if they were to stop today, it would actually wind up being a very conservative session.
Yes.
If they screw it up in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Maybe they should quit while they're ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there are a few more things we'd like to see get over the finish line. Protecting minors from explicit library materials, very similar in concept to the filter bill, which is if we can protect small children from things, why are we not?
Yeah.
And what does that say about us as a society if we don't? Allowing chaplains in public schools, that's one of the bills. That's a bipartisan bill that we're trying to get over the finish line.
Really?
We have the pair of Mark Gidley in the House and Roger Smitherman in the Senate pushing that bill.
I love Mark Gidley. I mean, he's a personal friend of mine.
I love Roger Smitherman.
Well, I love Roger Smitherman too, actually. I mean, he's a knucklehead on policy, but I actually like his company.
But it's one of those things, if those two can agree on something, it just seems like it ought to be the law.
It's like cats and dogs living together. What is happening? It's the end times. But so let me ask you though, on that bill, because I do have a copy of a Alabama Reflector, which is I get their stuff because Brian Lyman writes liberal views of the things that you and I look at, but he writes them well for his side. He talks about that very bill, and he also brings up, though, that there's a professor of religion at Auburn University that said it was a threat to Christians in the community because it could allow anybody in as a chaplain. So you feel good about this bill, though?
Oh, 100%, because there's a training situation, and it'll be handled just like chaplains in the military, that's how it's modeled.
Okay.
It's actually modeled after a Texas bill that's in effect in Texas that's working very, very well. So I don't see why that would. I mean, of course, is that a minute possibility? I mean, you know, we do have a Hindu, you know, brought in for the National Day of Prayer
on the floor
of the House of Representatives. So you never know. But, you know, to me, on balance, the number of people who will be positively affected by that, and it won't even necessarily be geared toward children. It'll be more geared toward faculty and staff who need a listening ear in a situation of conflict, just like in the military.
Well, so I'm sitting here liking a Roger Smitherman bill all of a sudden.
I know.
I don't know what's happening.
I'll give you one further, Phil. On the floor of the Senate, when he passed it, and then he said, and just so y'all know, I may come back with another bill next year to bring prayer back to school.
Roger Smitherman. By the way, remind me to tell you some great stories about Roger Smitherman, but he may wind up being my hero if that happens. Listen, my friend, we ran long. We're out of time, but I appreciate you. And I want to say, too, on the air, you guys have done an amazing job this session, and I am just so proud and honored to see the work that y'all are doing at API. I think you're back on track, absolutely. You've taken the organization under your leadership into new heights, and I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you saying that, Phil. That means a lot coming from you.
All right. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
That's good stuff. Alabama Policy Institute. You can find them at alabamapolicy.org, and they do a great, great, great work. They are top notch organization, and especially if you want to do a deep dive into things that are happening in Montgomery, y'all, they've got the deep dives on their website right now, alabamapolicy.org. Proud to be one of their distinguished fellows and a former staff person. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.